In 1903, the El Paso City Council contracted with the local financier and real estate developer, J. Fisher Satterthwaite, to create a park-like plaza in the heart of downtown. Satterthwaite was the city's streets and park commissioner. He also funded part of the project. San Jacinto Plaza was named in honor of the famous battle for Texas independence from Mexico. It transformed a dry desert patch filled with mesquite and sandy soil into an oasis. Workers built a fence around the park, planted 75 Chinese elm trees, and constructed a walled pond in the center of the plaza. The city placed 3 alligators in the pond, which became a signature attraction. El Pasoans quickly adopted San Jacinto Plaza as the formal urban center of their growing town. It also became a transportation hub for horse-drawn carriages and later streetcars and buses. After several incidents of vandalism, the alligators were permanently removed from the pond in 1972, yet many El Pasoans still call the park La Plaza de los Lagartos, or Alligator Plaza. To commemorate the large reptiles and to help revitalize the aging plaza, a large fiberglass sculpture of entangled alligators now stands in a fountain that replaced the pond. It's by the nationally acclaimed artist Luis Jimenez, an El Paso native. Historic structures surrounding the plaza also tell the story of the city's growth. They include the Art Deco S.H. Kress Building and the restored Spanish Colonial Revival Cortez Building. Locals still come to San Jacinto Plaza to sit on park benches and enjoy the mild weather, socialize with friends, and listen to summer concerts or impromptu religious sermons. At Christmas time, the plaza hosts the lighting of the city tree, a tradition where people of all faiths gather to mark the beginning of the holiday season.